Well, once again, time for People in the Neighborhood, and as we do every Wednesday at this time, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen is with us this morning, and how much rain did you say you got in your rain gauge?
It said an inch 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, because we got a report from up by Grey Goose that they got like a half an inch.
Really?
But that's...
Really?
That's still, but it was coming down hard enough, I totally believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was... It was coming down pretty hard. So, Mayor, let's talk a little bit about how we are looking at, and I can't believe we're here already, kind of rounding out our summer
and
getting ready
true?
For the fall. Yeah.
You know, I think we knew at the beginning of this summer it was going to go fast, but we didn't realize it would just be a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And it's August. Yeah. And, you know, and talking about school starting and the swimming pool closing. Seems like we just opened that pool. And,
yep.
And, we are, of course, all of our lifeguards are high school and college students. So when they go back to school, we don't have any staff. So I think we will, August 12th will be the last day of swimming.
All right. August 12th will be the last
right.
day. And
you know, and we opened that with a little, well, I'll say a lot of trepidation because we didn't know how it would look in these times. And so half capacity was probably, you know, the taking the temperature and keeping track and a lot of cleaning didn't seem to be the issue. It was the capacity.
Right.
Because they're pretty accustomed to loading that pool up and staying as long as they want. And so that was probably the only complaint we had, but the only other option we had was not to open it. So... it seemed to go really quite well, better than we expected.
Yeah, and so many other things. Of course, yeah, Jody wants to make sure that I've talked about this, and let's talk a little bit about what's going to be coming up on tomorrow.
Okay.
Is Pat Duffy Day, 90th birthday.
It is. It's Pat Duffy Day in Fort Pierre, and I was honored to write the proclamation and give that woman some well-deserved honor. You know, she has so much history in Fort Pierre, besides being a business owner. You know, she and her husband, Ed, were community leaders from the beginning, from the get-go. And so I think it's six decades now that she has been an important part of Fort Pierre. Everyone knows her from the community center and from the Chateau and Duffy's Cafe, but... she was more than that. She's always been more than that. And, you know, the senior nutrition meal that serves 30,000 meals a year
right.
to Pierre and Fort Pierre senior residents and allowing them to stay in their own homes, that is huge. The Community and Youth Center, there was a group of people that she got involved with back in the 70s, I think, and said, you know, this community needs a safe, secure place for kids to go after school and in the summer, and they got it done. Turkey Days was hers. She was on the city council. She served on the board, the founding board of the Casey Tibbs Foundation. I mean, she's just done so much. And so... if you can't get over there to, she's going to be sitting in the front of the community center or the senior center, as I understand it, and so people can go by and wish her a happy birthday. But if you want to send her a card, her post office box is 100 Fort Pierre. So that's about as easy as it can get, right?
Absolutely. And I guess you can make, number one, just send her a card, but there's also donations in honor of her that you can make, like to
that's
the Community
right.
and Youth Involved Center and such.
That's right. You know, one of the fundraisers have not been able to be held this
right.
year. You know, her famous country cooking. We're going to miss that meal. And so without the fundraisers and additional costs because of COVID, the community center could really use some contributions. Someone suggested a contribution of $90 in honor of her 90th birthday, and I think that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that she would love nothing more than to be able to support that center that has become her life.
Wow. And again, she's done so much for the community. I mean, you can't mention Fort Pierre without mentioning Pat Duffy along with it.
Yeah. I had a terrible time writing the proclamation because it got to be about 3 pages long.
Yeah. whereas.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, do we still have the, okay, we don't call them country markets anymore. What were they? They were.
No, they are Fort Pierre Summer Nights.
How many of those do we have
there
left?
There will be three.
Okay.
And again, we had a little trouble getting participation. Because of the whatever, everything else that's going on, but the outdoor events seem to have gone well, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of spread of COVID. So I think that it's the safest place you can be is outdoors, and so Fort Pierre Summer Nights will be the first three Thursdays in. August.
All right.
And they will be, the first one is connected to Road to the River, and that's on the 6th. The times for the Fort Pierre Summer Nights are 5:30 to 7:30. The one on the 13th will be Healthy Hometown, and I don't remember what the one is on the 20th, but I'll get more details on that. But we could still use more vendors. There. B&G will be there with their produce. There will be, I know that the Hofer Kids will be there with their sweet corn. But if you're interested in being a vendor, we're looking for other vendors. And Lindy Garrett's number is 222-1290.
All right.
Okay,
anything else that what are we missing
on?
Well,
we're working on Trader Days, which is August 14th through the 16th. We've got some good vendors. We've got a barbecue competition. And, of course, the Road to the River has the annual dam run, the Street Masters Car Show. So all of those are just packed in there together, along with the 4-H Finals Rodeo this weekend. So all kinds of things going on.
Always all sorts of things going on over in Fort Pierre.
There are. And there is a Facebook page and a website for Fort Pierre Tourism. So if I talk too fast and you want more details, go to either the Fort Pierre Tourism website or Facebook page, and it'll have all kinds of details.
All right.
All righty.
Well, thanks for coming in and talking with us this morning.
Thank you, Chuck.